Protesters filed into Florida Governor Rick Scott's office Tuesday demanding to meet with him about the state's standard ground law, but the governor wasn't in and wouldn't be for the next 3 days. Demonstrators demanded Scott call a special session to review the controversial law that they say led to the acquittal of George Zimmerman, who says he shot Trayvon Martin in self-defense. The governor eventually met with the protesters late Thursday and reiterated what he said during a TV interview with Bloomberg News reporters on Monday.
After this happened, I put together a bipartisan task force to go look at it. And they came back and said we shouldn't make any changes. We should not make any changes.
During his half-hour meeting with the activist group Dream Defenders, Scott said he sympathized with the family of Trayvon Martin, but that further review of the self-defense law wasn't needed. But Dream Defender Sierra Taylor says the task force the governor assembled a year ago was a sham.
The problem with that is all those people already supported Stand Your Ground to begin with. So even when we were told that the committee was convening, we knew that it was a sham. We knew that it was a joke. So we're asking for a real analysis of Stand Your Ground and how it disproportionately affects young people and black and brown people.
And there were those on the task force, including Tallahassee pastor R.B. Holmes, who opposed the law. Holmes says the group gave the governor 8 options, and he's overlooking most of them.
So if you're going to quote Amendment 1, not Amendment 1, but the first recommendation, then what about the other 7?
Supporters of the Stand Your Ground law point out it wasn't even used in the Zimmerman trial, so to call for its review is superfluous. But Tallahassee Democratic State Representative Alan Williams, who tried to repeal the law last legislative session, says even though there was no Stand Your Ground motion, the law was central to the case.
And we have to correct our court system in the fact that they gave the jury instructions that included Stand Your Ground. So for folks who say that this Stand Your Ground was not involved at any point, yes, it was.
Meanwhile, protesters say they're unsatisfied with their meeting with Governor Scott. They want the governor to call a special session to pass a new civil rights law. Dream Defender Director Philip Agnew says the measure will address Stand Your Ground, mandatory minimum sentencing, and racial profiling.
We're here in support of what we're calling the Trayvon Martin Civil Rights Act of 2013. It includes a list of items that we think contributed to the environment that created George Zimmerman and snuffed out Trayvon Martin.
Not everyone is calling for an entirely new law. Trayvon Martin's parents are asking for an amendment to the Stand Your Ground statute. Their amendment would clarify that someone can't claim Stand Your Ground if they're the aggressor, in response to the fact that it was Zimmerman who first pursued Martin. But Representative Williams says whether the law is amended or repealed, something needs to be done.
I support action on the Stand Your Ground laws. You know, we have said from the very beginning that we have given this legislature options. We gave the legislature an option to full-on repeal or to reform. We want action. We want leadership.
Governor Rick Scott remains steadfast in his opposition to reviewing the law in a special session, but is asking for a statewide day of prayer this Sunday. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Bank.